Day 28, Ranking Boards. Acts 10, 34 and 35. Then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right. Philippians 2, verse 3. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. As a department head, I am charged with the responsibility of ranking sailors, officer and enlisted, against one another as we examine their fitness for continued service. Ranking can heighten or lessen the prospects of promotion. That is simply the military system. These kinds of boards are always difficult because there are times when there is so little to separate one sailor from another. I know, because I too have been ranked and know what it feels like to be selected and also to be turned down. It is a very humbling experience to be responsible for making such judgments. I am glad that the heavenly system differs from the worldly system. Peter understood firsthand that God does not play favorites. We all have equal access to God in Christ Jesus. We are not pitted against one another in judgment or competition. What a joy! But there will be times in the church and the world when we will have to judge. The passage in Philippians should always stand as our guide. With godly humility, unhindered by personal ambition, we must set about these tasks assigned to our hands. Pray. Lord, how glad I am that in your eyes we are all the same. One, and all. The great, the powerful, those considered low, and even the small. When we are called to judge, constrain us to use Scripture, humility, as our guide, so that all in you might equally and lovingly abide. Questions to consider. Have you sought God today about how to make decisions that affect the lives of others? Have you given thanks for the position you enjoy in the Lord? Reflection for the day. Consider how fortunate we are to serve a gracious and loving God.